They stood alone on the summit of the highest tower of the palace. They'd climbed 200 steps to reach this height, and from here they had a view upriver over the captured citadel of Abnub, which lay 10 miles upstream. Thebes was less than 100 miles beyond that. Apepi had ordered the sentries to go down and leave them alone in this lofty place, so that they would not be spied upon or overheard. He stood staring out over the great grey river towards the south. He was in full war costume, hard leather greaves and breastplate, sword belt studded with gold rosettes, and his beard was plaited with crimson ribbons to match his ceremonial apron. Incongruously, he wore the golden ureus, the vulture and cobra crown, over his dense, silver-shot curls. It infuriated Taita that this invader and despoiler considered himself pharaoh of all Egypt and wore the sacred regalia. But his expression was serene. Instead, he tuned his mind to catch Apepi's thoughts. They were a tangled web, so deep and devious that even Taita could not discern them clearly. But he could sense the force within that made Apepi such a dreadful adversary.
"At least something they say of you is true, Magus," Apepi broke the long silence. "You are a physician of great skill."
Taita remained silent.
"Can you work a charm to heal the plague in my army, as you have with my son?" Apepi asked. "I would pay you a lakh of gold, as much gold as 10 strong horses can carry."
Taita smiled bleakly. "My lord, if I could work such a charm, I could as well conjure 100 lakhs out of the thin air, without the effort of curing your ruffians."
Apepi turned his head and returned his smile, but it lacked any humour or goodwill.
"How old are you, warlock? Trok says you're over 200 years old. Is that true?"
Taita gave no indication of having heard him, and Apepi went on.
"What is your price, warlock? If not gold, then what can I offer you?"
The question was rhetorical, and he did not wait for an answer, but stamped away to the northern parapet of the tower and stood with his fists on his hips. He looked down over the encampments of his army and the cremation fields beyond. The fires were still burning, and the smoke drifted low across the green waters of the river and out into the desert beyond.
"You have won a victory, my lord," Taita said softly. "But you do well to contemplate the pyres of your dead. Pharaoh will have reinforced and regrouped his forces before the plague burns itself out, and your men are ready to fight again."
Apepi shook himself with annoyance, like a lion shaking off flies. "Your persistence irks me, warlock."
"Nay, lord, it is not me, but the truth and the logic that irk you."
"Nefertiti is a child. I defeated him once. I'll do it again."
"What is more crucial to you? There is no plague in his army. Your spies will have told you that Pharaoh has 5 more legions at Aswan and another 2 at Asyut. They're already on the river coming north with the current. They will be here before the new moon."
Apepi growled softly but made no response. Taita went on restlessly.
60 years of war have bled both kingdoms white. Would you pass on the legacy of Salitis, your son, 60 years of bloodshed? Is that what your sons will inherit from you?"
Apepi rounded on him, scowling. "Do not press me too hard, old man. Do not insult my father, the vine god Salitis."
After an interval long enough to express his disapproval, Apepi spoke again.
"How long will it take you to arrange a parley with this so-called regent of the Upper Kingdom, this Naja?"
"If you give me safe conduct through your lines, and a fast galley to carry me, I can be in Thebes in 3 days. The return with the current will be even swifter."
I'll send Trock with you to see you safely through. Tell Nadjer I'll meet him at the Temple of Hathor, on the west bank at Pera, beyond Abnub. Do you know it?
I know it well, my lord, Taita said.
We can talk there, Apepe said. But tell him not to expect too many concessions from me. I am the victor, and he the vanquished. You can go now.
Taita stood his ground.
You may go, warlock.
Apepe dismissed him a second time.
Pharaoh Nefertiti is almost of an age with your daughter Mintaka, Taita said stubbornly. You may wish to bring her with you to Pera.
To what purpose?
Apepe stared at him suspiciously.
An alliance between your dynasty and that of the Termosian pharaohs might seal a lasting peace in the two kingdoms.
Apepe stroked the ribbons in his beard to hide his smile.
By Seth, you intrigue as cunningly as you mix a potion, warlock. Now get you gone before you irk me beyond forbearance.